Now, don't make fun of me. That when you play white dudes, your speech is pitch perfect. Which led me to realize that either one of you could, if you wish, speak that way all the time. In other words, is it a matter of choice?
Every black American is bilingual. All of them. We speak street vernacular and we speak job interview.
The brilliance of Dave Chappelle. That was an interview he did over in the Actor's Studio. It's that show where that old guy with the glasses, he has all these famous people sit down and have a one-on-one in front of a student crowd. So you went ahead and asked him about that. I thought that was pretty interesting. As many of you are out there, this time of the year, people are graduating. People are out there trying to figure out, okay, what the fuck is the next move? I remember that vividly. I was like, man, what the fuck? I lucked out. I was trying to play basketball. And I was like, man, you know, that was my dream after college. I mean, you know, I didn't have a good year per se. We had a great year as a team, but, you know, I kind of took a one for the team as far as my skill set, but I kept working on it. Had some opportunities, went ahead and went over to Puerto Rico. I got offered an opportunity over there right after. I was like, whoa, okay, cool. You know, I got to go out there and try my thing. And it didn't work out. Came back. I was like, what the fuck? Went ahead and worked for the Detroit Tigers. I had a guy that I worked for in the summer. He did his whole interview process behind my back. He was all about, he figured me out, basically. He just did all the research. Someone basically vetting you without you even knowing. And then he calls you and says, hey, man, I want you to work for me. You know, right when I came back from Puerto Rico, I went up there and played, and I was good, but I needed some more work in there. I probably needed, I would say, two more years in the league before I could have been a player. But by that time, I would have been, what, 25, 26? Would have had probably a good 5-7 year run, maybe, possibly, injury. But it was a great experience because it let me know that I was able to go out and play. But anyway, everyone's at that time of the year where they're trying to figure out what's the next move. Because many of us go to college thinking that jobs are going to be laid up on you. I got lucky in that regard because as someone that was looking for a person like me and they went ahead and hired me, maybe because I spoke so well. I worked on that in college. I always say that I had enough experiences being around other crowds that I had to speak a certain way. You know, you got to figure this thing out. You can't go and talk Ebonics. You can't be shy. You got to be able to present yourself. People, the one thing about talking is that people respect a person that can orally articulate their thoughts. Isn't that why Obama got in? He's a black guy. Speaks so well. I had my employer tell me that. He put me on the spot, had me speak in front of people, and I have no problem with that. As far as me, I don't stutter. I've had enough runs at it. But that's the one thing that people don't understand about being able to speak. It's something you practice. It's something you have to do over and over again. It's not something you're born with. I don't feel that way anyway. There's some people that have the charisma. Don't get me wrong. There's people that are talented. But I know for myself, looking back, being shy, being introverted, being a person that was even too afraid to talk to a girl, even up to college, It was something that I had to work on. I don't know what got me over the hump, but I felt comfortable. I think once I got in the level of leadership, when I was a junior and a senior in college on my teams that I played for, and I saw the younger guys, they looked up to me in a way. And I not only did it through my efforts and the way I did things, but I also talked to them. And that was the stepping point. And then I would have people, reporters, talk to me. Then I would have, so I would always study the pro athletes on TV. I always go back to this. I learned life not only through my interactions in college, which helped me leap, but I also watched a lot of TV. And I was able to watch people, how they interacted and how they said things. And I went ahead and implemented that into the way I spoke and the way I did things. It was no different in basketball. I always go back to that movie, Catch Me If You Can, with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks. When I saw that movie, I was like, wow, this guy, that's exactly how I did things. Like, if I wanted to learn something, I would just watch somebody. I was a very good observant. And I think that I apply things. So, for example, something as simple as a buffet line. I didn't know how to act, or I didn't know how to put a fork next to a dinner knife and the spoon on the other side and the salad. I watched other people do it. And then I watched them take out their napkin and fold it and put it on their lap or whatever it is. I'm like, okay, that's how you do it. So I'm going to follow exactly what that person did. And I would never go first. You know, I'm always learning. I remember I went over to do s'mores. I've never done s'mores before. And I just sit there and was lollygagging, just watching the person do it. And I was like, oh, okay, so that's how they do it. And I went and followed suit. Okay, I know how to do it. So I'm a visual learner on the fly. And that's part of the street smarts that you have to take in. And I think with speaking the language, people of color understand that there's two worlds, or lower socioeconomic levels, right? You just have people that you have that comfort level in talking, but you know that's not accepted in the mainstream. You can't speak that way. You can't go about and talking very freely, very loosely, with slang, not articulating words, pronunciations. And I still run into that. And I have to sometimes speak very loud and clearly to people because they don't understand it. I tend to mumble my words sometimes, so I have to slow down and articulate and pronunciate everything well. I know... It never fails. You just have those people once in a while, and it's okay. That's just part of the world we live in. But it's very interesting that as people out here that come from different backgrounds, we have to assimilate. We have to try to. You can't show up in there like Allen Iverson. I always go back to that. You can't go into these places and talk a certain way because it's not accepted. They don't come from that background. You know, there's people. They just come from that one way of talking, one way of doing things. And for them, that's the way the business, the world runs, right? I mean, you see these Asians, they have great American accents. You could not, if you were talking to them over the phone, you would not know that they were Asian at all because they mastered it. They understand the importance of not only talking the language right, but speaking it correctly. There's a big difference in that. Like, you could speak Spanish, but you can tell somebody has learned the language versus being a native of the language. And I think that's what I try to master because you always had people, and you still do. You still have people that are not understanding or they don't want to accept your background. It's gotten to a point where I'll be talking to somebody or the prior customer. Let's say that we're at Disney World or we're at the gas station and there's a customer before me that speaks Spanish. And that lady, and they're speaking Spanish through and through. They see me, they just switch it back to English. So it's always very interesting to see that all the time happening. Like I said, there's only two places that happens, in Miami and Puerto Rico. And people understand that level of it. But I thought it was very interesting when Chappelle was talking about that. And I revert back to my thoughts back in those days and having to work on that. Work on your language because it's something that it's very important. And I know for my little one now, she's at a stage where she has to learn the second language. And I have to buy a software program here for the summer for her to learn because I don't want her to be stuck. That's something that I always fear. But I think it's very interesting that people don't understand. I know I've always had white friends. Man, why do they talk differently? I don't get it. You know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just the world, that environment, it's the way it is. And if you try to come across differently, you know, I always get pegged as trying to be white. I always get pegged as doing something. And it's like, I'm just speaking proper English. That's all I'm trying to do. Trying to set an example here, you know. But people don't understand that. But I can let my guard down for sure. I can get down to that level. I could speak Southern slang. I could speak New York slang. I could speak Puerto Rican slang. Everything and anything. You have to adapt. But then people say, oh, you're not real. No, I'm not real. It's just part. This is all encompasses who I am. And I think many of us can't understand that. I know if I was over in Spain or United Kingdom, I'll try to pick up on the slang as much as possible. I don't think I'll catch it soon enough. But, you know, once you learn a language or two, I think you could pick up the pieces. But, yeah, I think he's right. Chappelle's right, man, about the language, man. Like us people of color, we have to have that pressure on us, man, because, again, the moment you give a hint of that image, of that stigma that they're used to, then you get pegged. It was like at my job. Old job, anyway. It's one of those deals where you're pegged automatically and you sit there. So you have to fight and you have to walk that fine line. You really do.
There's a certain way I gotta speak to have access. If I'm sitting across the table from a studio exec, you know, sometimes they'll do it to me. Say, my man, what's happening? I'm so, hold up. No. And I gotta throw out them big words. I gotta let them know that my parents are probably smarter than your parents.
Yeah. And much better educated.
They're much better educated than your parents, but they may not have had the access that your parents have. But this is show business. I can climb that socioeconomic ladder just off the merit of my skills. I can talk that shit. It's a God-given gift. So, you know, yeah, I speak in street vernacular because when I'm talking to an audience of people, I feel comfortable. It's like an extension. Really, crowds are like my friends. It's the most consistent part of my life since I was 14. But yeah. In certain situations, you know, I gotta...
I understand.